Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Seafloor maps reveal underwater caves, slopes, and fault lines. By Eric Nyler. Larry Mayer is headed out this week on a ship to explore the Channel Islands off the Southern California coast. Well, he's actually exploring seafloor formations near the islands, looking for evidence that ancient peoples might have camped out in the caves as they migrated south some 15,000 years ago, a time when the sea level was 600 feet lower than today. To do that, Mayer and a team led by famed Titanic explorer Robert Ballard we'll be using a new type of technology to provide three-dimensional imagery of the caves, a kind of acoustic camera. The device uses existing multi-beam sonar technology, which helped oceanographers scan the seafloor for the past 30 years, with improved resolution, computer processing speeds, and visualization software in one off-the-shelf package. This device can now give you a picture-like view made with sound, says Mayer, director of the Center for Coastal and Ocean Mapping at the University of New Hampshire. The idea is to look for places that look like a beach and a cliff, but are underwater. If there are sea caves there, that's where these people would inhabit. The researchers have made several previous trips to these formations, but on this trip, they will examine them in greater detail with the new acoustic camera mounted on a new drone surface ship. Once they find the caves, they will send down a remote-operated vehicle called Hercules that has a high-definition video camera and robotic arms to grab samples. The mission is just one of many recently in which ocean scientists have deployed new seafloor mapping technology and advanced autonomous vehicles to uncover startling new information about the ocean bottom. There are discoveries like underwater sea caves, deep water coral formations off the East Coast, and new species of marine life clustered around hydrothermal vents, spewing out methane and other chemicals from the Earth's crust. The new mapping techniques are also revealing hazards like seafloor faults, volcanoes, or unstable underwater slopes that could generate deadly tsunamis near coastal cities. That's what H. Gary Green and colleagues from the Canadian Geologic Service found during recent mapping of the Salish Sea, an inland waterway between the U.S. mainland and Vancouver Island, British Columbia. They detected two active fault zones, one of them newly discovered, that could trigger rockfalls and slumps of sediment that might lead to tsunamis that could be directed toward the San Juan Islands and Bellingham, Washington. You don't want to scare the public, but it's something that should be incorporated into any analysis for hazards, says Green, a marine geologist at the Moss Marine Laboratories in Moss Landing, California. Green and colleagues explored the Salish Sea with multi-beam sonar sensors attached to the bottom of the research ship and seismic sensors on a small torpedo-like instrument, towed 100 feet off the seafloor. Their findings were reported in April at the annual meeting of the Seismological Society of America. Though the surface of Mars is some 34 million miles away, scientists know more about that planet's surface than the bottom of the Earth's own oceans. Many marine scientists hope that might change in the next decade, mainly by using more robots and fewer human-staffed ships. What you have to do is take the ship out of the equation, says Carl Kaiser, program manager at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Running a large vessel costs from $25,000 to $60,000 per day, and research cruises can last up to 6 weeks for mid-ocean expeditions. Kaiser and members of his team are developing a shore-launched autonomous vehicle that could survey deeper waters of the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone, a region that stretches 200 miles from the shoreline at a lower cost and greater resolution than ship-based surveys. Better mapping means more information about all kinds of strange environments, such as the methane seeps that attract sea life to deep plumes of minerals. In 2013, there was a paper that found there was one naturally occurring methane seep on the U.S. East Coast, Kaiser says. Today the number is north of 800, just because we learned how to look for them and map them. A commercial firm is taking autonomous ocean mapping ships to another level. Louisiana-based L3 Technologies is designing a 100-foot, single-hulled, crewless ship, the SeaWorker 30, that can cruise the ocean for 2 months at a time at a speed of about 7 knots. Powered by diesel engines, the SeaWorker 30 will also be able to launch two helper surface ships to expand the size and resolution of the underwater map. The firm is pitching its project to the Pentagon and NOAA for ocean surveys at half the cost of a crewed ship, says Thomas Chance, vice president and general manager at L3 Technologies. By 2030, scientists hope to have a much more accurate seafloor map of the world's oceans, says Eric King, operations manager for the RV Falkor, a ship operated by the Schmidt Ocean Institute, a private, nonprofit foundation. We still have ships going over waters that were surveyed by Captain Cook with a hand lead line, says King. In Cook's day, back in the 1770s, surveyors would top a long rope overboard with a lead weight on the end to mark the depth of the seafloor. With new acoustic maps, shipping companies will also be able to avoid trouble spots, while researchers will know more about the habits of endangered fish stocks as well as valuable minerals that lie in the seafloor. Yet even with robotic vehicles puttering through the oceans, humans will still need to go to the sea to interpret the data their instruments are collecting. King leaves in August for a 4-week cruise to explore a range of 7 underwater seamounts between Hawaii and the Aleutians, along with 44 other scientists and crew. Imagine sending that many people to Mars.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.